And this is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is pressing his case that 122,000 vehicle owners would be hit with a retroactive tax if lawmakers override one of his vetoes. Nixon had previously cited that figure, but he provided additional details yesterday indicating 108,000 of those vehicles had been sold in private transactions. About 14,000 had been bought from out-of-state dealerships. The focus on the issue follows a Missouri Supreme Court ruling earlier this year that local sales taxes cannot be charged on vehicles bought out-of-state. The court's ruling seemed to indicate that a local use tax would be acceptable if approved by a vote of the people. Nixon vetoed a bill that would have reversed the Supreme Court case and again allowed local sales taxes on vehicles. Also, Governor Nixon is heading to the Democratic National Convention, but don't look for him in the spotlight. Nixon was not at the convention last night in North Carolina, but said he would be there tonight and tomorrow as one of Missouri's delegates. He expects to speak to Missouri's delegation tomorrow morning and also expects to see many of his fellow Democratic governors. But Nixon doesn't have a speaking role at the convention's main stage and says his schedule does not include any time with President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Today marks the eighth time that students at Columbia Public Schools are dismissed early because of record-breaking heat. The school year began less than a month ago. Jefferson and West Junior High Schools don't have air conditioning, and classroom temperatures can reach into the upper 80s. Air conditioning was installed in five other Columbia elementary schools this summer, but Michelle Baumstark with the Columbia Public Schools says it may take more than a year to complete the remaining two schools.
These are our two largest projects, the most complicated projects that we have as far as HVAC and air conditioning is concerned. And so it's taken us a little bit longer to do it, but we want to make sure we do it right.
Columbia's Jefferson Junior High is 102 years old and three stories tall, and that makes installing an air conditioning system difficult. Installation is hoped to be completed by the year 2014. The school district hopes to have air conditioning in West Junior High by next summer. Requests for bids on both schools are planned for October. The Columbia City Council heard a report last night containing details of a targeted spray and neuter program coordinated between the Central Missouri Humane Society and the Columbia Boone County Public Health Department. To better target their services, the agencies plan to use statistics to generate maps of areas with a high number of calls to animal control. Mary Pat Boatfield is the executive director of the Central Missouri Humane Society. She says she saw success with a similar strategy she helped establish in Nashville.
It's a hard, long way to do it, but it worked from the standpoint that we began to see the complaints become reduced down in those areas. Animal control saw the complaint numbers reduce.
Boatfield says the plan is still in a preliminary phase, and the city and Humane Society officials are working to create a map with data from 2010 through 2012. The founder of Kansas City-based Boulevard Brewing is giving up his title of CEO to become more active on the engineering and beer-making side of operations. The Kansas City Star reports John McDonald will remain president, while industry veteran Mike Magulis replaces him as chief executive officer. McDonald founded Boulevard in 1989. It's now among the nation's largest craft brewers, selling its beer in 23 states. Magulis worked most recently as regional vice president for Miller Coors. He told the Star yesterday he considers the Boulevard job the capstone of his career. Missouri's Republican nominee for attorney general is criticizing Democratic incumbent Chris Koster. The disagreement is over the proposed ballot summary for a health insurance measure. The question on the November 6th ballot would bar state officials from creating a health insurance exchange without approval from the public or the legislature. The Democratic Secretary of State wrote a summary for the measure, but a Cole County judge last week rejected that version. The Attorney General's office reviews the form and legal content of proposed ballot summaries. Yesterday, Republican Ed Martin said the initial ballot summary was inappropriate, unclear, and misleading. A spokeswoman for Koster says the Attorney General does not have editorial control over the ballot statement and that the legal content and form for the measure were proper. The U.S. corn harvest continues ahead of schedule, with some states nearly half finished at a time when they are usually just getting started. Yesterday, the USDA said that little has changed in the condition of drought-damaged corn and soybeans. That's because the plants are too far along for recent rain to make a difference. Corn was planted several weeks earlier this year and matured more quickly in the summer heat, allowing farmers to start harvesting early. Tennessee has 49% of its corn in, compared to the usual 21%. Missouri is at 44%, ahead of the average 8%. Electric customers of Ameren, Missouri will get a small break on their bills because of a decline in fuel prices. The Missouri Public Service Commission has reduced Ameren, Missouri's fuel adjustment charge effective September 24th. It's expected to save the average residential customer about 20 cents a month. The charge allows power companies to adjust rates to recover most of their fuel costs. Ameren Missouri has about 1.2 million electric customers, mostly in the central and eastern parts of the state. MU has decided to invest $2.5 million into its online education program to better cater to students' needs. The university says the number of students enrolled in courses through Mizzou Online increased 12% last year. Vice Provost for Undergraduate Studies Jim Spain says the main reason for expansion is to reach out to new groups of students.
We're targeting students who can't physically come to Columbia, so it's an effort to improve and increase accessibility.
MU spokesperson Christian Basie says Mizzou Online will implement more degrees where students can do all of their coursework online without ever entering a classroom.
We have experienced record-breaking freshman classes. We've experienced soaring enrollment growth overall. We've also seen a high demand for a lot of our degree programs on campus. And we do not have currently a lot of those degree programs that are being offered solely online.
Mizzou Online is looking to add 10 to 15 complete undergraduate or graduate degree programs by 2014. This investment will partially be paid for by reserves stored up by distant education programs over the past two decades. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.